When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology, and we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. My special guest today has been compared by audiences for years as the voice of Robert Goulet. He's a powerful, encouraging singer through music, drama, and I love this quote on his website. It says, "On a love crusade to our nation's seniors and veterans." How's that for an introduction? Today with me, Michael James Fasciani. That sounds like a really good like Egyptian name or some Michael, or I don't know, but, or Mexican name. No, Spanish name. No, I'm thinking Italian, Michael. I'm thinking Italian.
Well, Nikita, what a privilege to be with you. And there's a funny story I told you before we started here. Do not even worry about the pronunciation on my name. When I moved from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area where I was born and raised to Iowa in 1979, I went to the top. I went to the godfather of our family, my pap. You know, grandparents were called pap there in southwest Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I said, pap, I said, how do you pronounce our last name? I said, because everyone pronounces it different here, and I have a hunch no one's really pronouncing it right. And so when I moved to Iowa, I said, we're going to start pronouncing our name correctly. So my pap, my grandfather, he said it's pronounced Fasciani, which means with small face in Italian, is what he said. Mm. And so when I went to Iowa in 79, and that's where I still live, we started pronouncing my name correctly. Now, you hear all sorts. Last night I was in Ohio, and the pastor there, he's got my favorite pronunciation of my last name. He calls me Franciolati. And I don't even correct him. I don't want to, because I love that pronunciation.
Oh my gosh! It sounds like enchilada. So I mean,
right? Yep.
Something on a Mexican menu. So anyway,
that's right. And you know what? You mentioned I didn't expect you to lead off with the Robert Goulet thing, but you know what? In 1983, when I started singing, for those that are listening that don't know who he is, you'll appreciate this story. In 1983, I'm hearing this. People come up to me and they say, you sound like Robert Goulet. I said, whoa, Robert Goulet. I said, who's Robert Goulet? I didn't even know who that was.
You didn't even know. Okay.
No. And so over the years, you know, you listen to my voice and you listen to his, and there's a lot of notes that are just like identical. And then you can tell a difference, of course, because he was a great, great singer. But what a privilege to be with you today.
And what a comparison, though. What a compliment, right?
Well, you know, we probably wouldn't have to go into the whole story of how I started singing, but I didn't have a voice, Nikita. I believed God, for one, and I'm only 5'6", 177 pounds. But back in 1979, when I was at a fellow friend's church, we talked about him, Tommy Barnett. Mm. I was at his church, and a young man got up on the stage, and he was the youth pastor at the time, and he sang a beautiful rendition of "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power." Mm. Now, Nikita, I was 2 years into knowing the Lord, and he was still working on me. He's still working on me now, but But I was arrogant, you know, I was kind of full of myself, a little obnoxious to tell the truth. And he got up there and he sang this song, and I had not sung since second grade glee club. And when he sang "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power," I prayed a prayer in Tommy Barnett's church, which was my church where I was going. It wasn't a prayer like, "Dear God in heaven, if you give me a voice, I promise you I will sing for you the rest of my life." It was never like that. I said, "Lord, give me a voice like that. I'll sing for you." And you know what? It was kind of like an arrogant kind of a prayer. And I think the Lord got the last laugh. He said, "Okay, I'm going to put the voice of a 350-pound man in your little body, you little squirt." And so that's how I tell that story. So I'm a little guy, but my voice is a little bigger.
Well, I tell you what, and of course, we met just not long ago, actually in Ohio. I was ministering on a weekend. I didn't know you were going to be there. Pastor Gary, dear friend of mine, and him and his bride, the First Lady Sandra there, and I'm doing a men's conference, you know, my man up intensive men's conference that Saturday. And Gary's like, "Oh, by the way, we're going to have some special music tomorrow." And I'm like, "Awesome." You know, I know a lot of churches do that. And, you know, they got, you know, sometimes, you know, some of the elderly ladies in the church might come up and sing a song or two, and they kind of, you know, told me who you were. And I'm like, "All right, cool." And so, you know, I sat back, you know, just waiting to take the platform, and, you know, once you wrapped up, and I got to say, I mean, I was just so blessed by your voice and certainly by your songs, and intrigued by what you're doing. I mean, just in my introduction, on a love crusade to our nation's seniors and veterans. And just, Michael, just that alone really, really intrigued me because, you know, I realize both seniors and veterans over the years, there's a tendency for them to be, if you want to say, discarded or neglected, if you will.
Yes.
And so, you know, the fact that you're reaching out to them is so commendable. But let me just ask before we go there, because your bride was actually with you in Ohio when we met. And so give us a quick backdrop. I know you say you live in Iowa, but you're originally from Pittsburgh. Tell us about your bride and your family before we go any further.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we've been married for 34 years, and she actually previously was, you know, from Ohio, but we met in Iowa, and I got three beautiful girls and a son that's 25. I say he's my only begotten son. I call him my gentle giant too, because he's about a foot taller than me. Everyone pretty much is. But, you know, like you, I've looked a little bit about your background there too, and we appreciate our family so much. And our wives, she's a nurturer, Nikita. You know, she doesn't go on the road with me very much, but Pastor Gary there in Ohio, I get to his church 2-3 times a year. He says, "This is your last chance. If you don't bring your wife this time, you can't come back again until she visits with you." But, you know, she nurtures the kids and she nurtures the grandkids and stands with me in our ministry. And I'm so very glad for that. And it was a real neat thing for her to be there at the church and to meet you too. And meeting you there was really neat, because we won't have time to go through everything, but I spent time with some professional athletes that were evangelists, members of the power team and strength team that I helped found the strength team, and then traveled with them as a road manager. I miss that athletic stuff and the gospel. You start mixing those two things together, you're going to start touching a lot of lives. And that was a real thrill to be there. But yeah, I'm thankful for my wife. Her name is Mia. She spells that M-E-A. And there was a little girl in the church. Her name was Mia there too. So they made that bond. She was anxious to meet my wife. So a privilege for us to both meet you and be there, a special church there with Pastor Gary and Miss Sandra.
Well, and I'm glad I got the opportunity to meet her then, knowing she doesn't travel that much. And how many grandchildren do you have then?
We've got seven. And I'm sure we'll probably get a couple more in there, but we're grateful for them too. And, you know, I Googled and looked at your age too. I think I'm your senior by a year and a half, maybe. I'm 65 now, and I've known the Lord a little bit longer, but I'm proud of what you do too. Just proud of the platform you've used to reach out and share Jesus Christ. So yeah, the grandkids are growing. My oldest daughter, 38, back in March. She turns 38. She said, "Dad, how do you feel about me being 38 years old?" I said, "Horrified. I'm horrified. I cannot believe how fast time has gone. It's crazy."
It just, the clock does not stop ticking, does it? It just,
no.
I've got a Jewish friend of mine, Jeffrey Gittimer, who says, "The days and weeks fly by, but the years drag on." Or maybe it's the opposite. No, I think it's the opposite. The days and weeks drag. Anyway, I think people get the picture. Well, that's pretty amazing. No, the years do fly by. I mean, to me, they really do. I mean, you blink and you miss it, right? Just had 11th grandchild. And holding that 11th grandchild was the 14-year-old grandchild. So from 4 days old to 14, you know, presently. Well, that's pretty amazing. So, I mean, you mentioned, so growing up in Pittsburgh, of course, you know, there's a lot of wrestling history there. I know you weren't necessarily a big wrestling fan per se, but there was a legendary name there.
Yep.
Some of my listeners will know Bruno Sammartino. They'll know that name.
I figured we'd bring up that name there. Yeah, Bruno Sammartino from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I was, for those of you, your audience that know the geography, I'm from a famous little town that's actually 60 miles east of Pittsburgh, which is Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
And I did wrestle. I wrestled all through high school. Most of my wrestling fandom was back in the years of, you know, Bruno Sammartino and Haystacks Calhoun and Andre the Giant, but I knew who you were. I knew who you were. And there's a couple times I wanted to reach through the television and strangle you in a Christian way. I mean,
in a very loving way, right?
And that's right.
I was just, Michael, I was just the church I was just at this past weekend. They said, "My grandma, oh my gosh," like she's no longer living, right? She's like, "Man, did she hate you. She wear her little moo-moo dress and be sitting on the edge of her couch. And every time you came on, oh my gosh." And same thing. If she could have reached through the television and choked my neck, she would have done it, right? So, yeah.
Well, back then, you know, back in the 80s, when you were playing the part of a Russian wrestler, I mean, I really believed you were from Russia. I mean, I knew there's a little bit of show business there in professional wrestling. I understand. But I really believe that you're Russian. And for those that don't remember, you probably got a lot of younger people to listen to. That was a difficult time during the Cold War in the 80s. And you, mister, have a lot of nerve. I got to tell you that. I had a question for you. Well, I wonder if you even had any death threats along the way.
Well, actually, yeah. Yes. The short answer is yes. They would get those, the Crockett office, Jim Crockett Promotions. They're like, no worries. We'll just beef up security. And of course, yeah, I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof, so I'm not worried about it, you know, whatever. So anyway, hey, now on that note though, that like, so you're in Iowa and in Waterloo, Iowa.
Yes.
And when we were together, I'm like, so have you ever been over to the Dan Gable Wrestling Museum and Hall of Fame? And see, I don't even know that I knew you were an amateur wrestler, but knowing that now, I encourage you, I'm like, dude, you've got to go by. I mean, because you know, anyone who is an amateur wrestler knows the name Dan Gable, right? Legendary. Dan Gable.
Yeah.
I mean, Olympic gold medalist and the whole deal. And then they opened up a professional wing to it. And you sent me some pictures and because you're like, all right, I've never gone. I'm going to go next week. And you're a man of your word. You went.
I did.
Give me a snapshot of what that experience was like there at the Dan Gable Hall of Fame Museum.
Well, I walked in there and I said, I was sent here by Nikita Koloff. And so someone comes flying out of the office, and I said, well, you need to tell me where I need to look up. I don't have a lot of time because I was getting prepared to drive to the Pittsburgh area an hour later. But I said, I'm going to go there. My son went down with me. I said, yeah. She said, really? I said, yes. Nikita Koloff sent me in here. I said, I come a long way. I come 10 blocks away from the museum. That's where I live.
Come on.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
So she took me back there and she showed me where your singlet was, you know, the wrestling attire that you wore. And yep. Then we went over to a computerized illustration there where they showed me your picture. I read some stuff about you and I knew some of it, but I was really touched and moved at how expansive your ministry is and how God has used you. But that was a pretty big deal. My son knew I was geeking out, and so he just gave
you were a fanboy for just a moment there, Michael. Just a moment,
absolutely. So I got that picture there, and my son, I took that selfie, you know, pointing up to your picture there on the screen, and
yeah.
He said, "Dad, you want me to take that picture?" I said, "I can do it myself," and so. So the museum, I do feel bad that I hadn't been there before, but they had a lot of paraphernalia and a memorabilia from some of the famous wrestlers and everything.
Yep.
It was a treat. And he liked that too, my son, because I didn't know that you worked with Dusty Rhodes. And of course, my son, he's big into UFC, but he knew about Dusty's son. I can't remember his name right
Cody,
now.
Cody.
But, yeah,
Cody Rhodes.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Well,
so it was a great experience. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, and I do appreciate you doing that. And I felt like you would enjoy it. I really did. And so that's pretty amazing. And for those of you out there in listening land, if you ever get through Waterloo, Iowa, like for real, like especially the Avid fans, but any kind of a fan at all, whether amateur, professional, I'm going to tell you, stop into the Dan Gable Museum Hall of Fame there, and you could easily, Michael, you probably say you could easily spend several hours there, right? Just kind of seeing everything. And
oh, for sure. No, yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, you know, you spend a lot of time in there. It is fascinating.
So,
and
well,
it's a great sport.
Well, let's get back to your story, because that's what I want the people to hear about. Because and again, this, even your quote, on a love crusade to our nation's seniors and veterans. So what prompted you? I mean, they heard you pray your prayer and the God put the voice of a 350-pound man in your smaller frame. And so the Lord, and you talked about giving your life from the Lord at a younger age than me. So you have that encounter with Christ. At what point did you then determine or decide, I'm gonna make this a career? And at what point, so two parts of the question, at what point did you decide seniors and veterans? Give us some backstory.
Well, you know, the short version, after coming to Christ in 1977, feeling like that I was a good person. I mean, when I was in high school, I won the Good Citizenship Award. I mean, I was the most outstanding senior athlete. I mean, I wanted to be a pro baseball player. I was good, but not that good. So I never did the drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. But I had to realize that I was a sinner like everyone else. Came to Christ April 1st, 1977. And I was in engineering school then at the University of Pittsburgh, went there when Tony Dorsett was there. And we were number one in 1976, by the way. So then I changed courses and went to chiropractic school in Davenport, Iowa, Palmer College. And that's where I met Pastor Tommy Barnett and was inspired under his ministry to go into the ministry. And so I spent a lot of time in different areas of ministry, a senior pastor for a while, youth pastor, but I really wasn't called to that, Brother Nikita. I really wasn't, and I found myself in contemporary Christian music, and so we started a small network there in Iowa that's still on the air, by the way, owned by Air One now. But I was singing in 83, but I really didn't know how to take it seriously. I didn't really know what to do. So for 25 years, approximately, my voice was dormant. I mean, I would sing for funerals. My pastor would put me up and I'd sing a little bit. And he'd pull me aside, my pastor, who was a great evangelist to Don Cox, Pastor Don Cox. He spoke with a real deep, you know, voice like this. He'd pull me aside and encourage me. He said, Mike, you're the biggest secret in America, Mike. You're the biggest secret in America. Now, I'm not all that right now, but he encouraged me, and that kept my gift on life support. Then I've been traveling now. I'm in my 13th year full-time traveling with music, mainly to, I just have a big heart, Nikita, for smaller churches, retirement communities. I do a lot of gospel, and I sing in retirement communities. 13th year on the road, but approximately 20 years ago, my wife prophesied, so to speak. I'm being funny there. But she said, someday you're going to travel and sing for a living. And I told my wife, I said, the fifth floor of the hospital is the psychiatric ward. And that you immediately need to check yourself in there, because that's never going to happen. And, you know, you've heard the stories of don't tell God your plans, because they'll end up changing in about 10 minutes.
Right. And or never say never as well, right?
Yes.
But, yeah.
Yes. Exactly. So now, when I was invited to travel with members of the power team, and then I traveled with the strength team itself, especially into the deep south and down where you're at down there now, I would sing during the offerings at these crusades. For those that don't know the power team or the strength team, they're the guys that go around and bend the steel bars, break the concrete, blow up the hot water bottles, light the stage on fire. And it attracts people that would never darken the doorstep of a church. And many, many thousands and literally millions have been won to Christ through those ministries over the years. But they would put me up, Mike Hagan at the time. He was the vice president of the power team. And then I helped him found the strength team. Our church was the first to host a strength team crusade. He said, Mike, I want you to sing on Sunday mornings in the church services. And I said, Mike, I didn't sign up for that, but you're the boss. I said, I'll sing on Sunday mornings. And from church to church, Nikita, I would get up and I would sing a song called, I'm having a block on this, Save the Day by Phillips Craig and Dean. And I was getting these standing ovations everywhere. I was shocked. It's like the churches were, everybody was in a jack-in-the-box and got up and clapped and encouraged me. And afterwards, it was the seniors that would come up to me at the strength team table and say, you need to use your voice again. You need to be singing. Mm. I mean, I was scared to death. I didn't have any confidence. I didn't have any courage for that. But they kept sowing those seeds of encouragement in my life. And encouragement is when you impart courage. And then they encouraged me to do that. And in June of 2011, some of the pastors that I met, they said, hey, if you're ever traveling, give us a call. And we'll have you come. And I've been traveling full time ever since. And so I fell in love with my senior friends because they encouraged me.
Right.
And so I feel like now I want to return that encouragement to the seniors and the veterans. Like you said, many times seem discarded or forgotten. They've used up their usefulness, so they just need to sit on the sidelines.
Mm.
And so that's not the case. God still powerfully uses them. You and me, I used to think 65 was old as the hills, brother, and you're about a year away here. You know, the Bible says the outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. So we've still got a lot to give. You know, maybe we can't do everything we did physically, but we still have a lot to give from our spirit on the inside. So that's what really drove me to really want to minister and encourage them. And I just tell people, hey, it's been a love affair with seniors and retired people around the country. And I'm a senior now too, but Nikita, you put me in a room with people from 75 to 95 and I am right at home.
All right, Michael, I'm going to, before we're out of time. All right. 60 seconds. You're going to, cause people are going to go, okay, I got to hear his voice. So give us a 60 second rendition. Ready? Go.
Or is it rendition of my ministry?
A song. No, a song. 60 seconds of a song. Oh. Come on. Come on.
Okay. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Hey.
I didn't have much left. Not much left in my tank.
After I know. You had a whole weekend of singing, and I know I put you on the spot, but you know what? Here's why I wanted to do that, and I'm going to give kudos to Robbie Dillmore, my production. He's like, dude, I got to hear. We got to hear him sing, because I want all the pastors and anyone related to church out there, I just wanted them to even get a clip. Obviously, it's not like being on a platform and with all the mics and all the instruments and all that. But before we run out of time, okay, so there's churches and pastors and people from all backgrounds that listen to the show all over the world. How can they find out more about Michael James Fossiani? Fossiani.
Thank you, Nikita. I've got a number of websites, but my main one is MJFMusicOutreach.com. So my initials, MJFMusicOutreach.com. Lots of links to YouTube and different places where you can hear some of my songs on there that I do, and whatever contact information you need. I travel on a love offering basis, so I would love to come and bring encouragement, especially to my senior friends and veterans.
So faith-based, and I can certainly relate to that, because that's what the Lord has had me operate from day one. And so, and you'll go coast to coast, border to border, wherever the Lord opens the door.
Amen. I will.
Okay. And so, you know, and I just want to encourage you, if you are a pastor or introduce Michael to your pastor, go to YouTube, check him out. You'll find him on YouTube. Go to his website. Check him out there on his website. There's lots of information on his website, everything from his mission to his story to a demo, contact references, tour dates, how to book them and promotional things as well. And so I just want to encourage you to do that. And, man, I'm so glad. Thank you, Pastor Gary. You're listening out there. I'm so glad that the Lord crossed our paths, Michael. And I look forward to seeing him. Hey, maybe one day down the road, we will tag team again.
Amen, brother. Let's do it.
Michael Fossiani, the voice of Robert Goulet, powerful encouragement through musical drama on a love crusade to our nation's seniors and veterans. Man, if you're a senior or you're a veteran out there listening today, man, I hope you were blessed by Michael's story and that you're not forgotten.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generosity.
Know you exist.
May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to Koloff.net and donate today.
And for all of you seniors, we know there are pearls of wisdom that we can learn from all of you on this life journey. Michael, thanks for being on the Man Up Show today.
God bless you, Nikita.
And God bless you. And all of you out there, tune in again for another great episode. Until then, have a God-filled, God-blessed day.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.